205 and now, Charlie Zeno. Radio. One hit a quarter. My last one, man, the black belt karate, smashed him. Welcome back to the Pound for Pound Radio Show. Haven't done it in a while. Champ returns. Time Charlie's on off the go. What's up, everybody? Yeah, I haven't done the Pound for Pound Radio for a while since I smashed Rudy Gonzalez. One second, my girlfriend just hit me up. Hold on. Yeah, Gonzalez does not sound too eager, man. He's like, yesterday he didn't even pick up his phone. Today he's like, yo, I'm working and shit, and I'm like, dude, Mike, let me know, because I got to get, you know, the train tickets to travel to fight you, let me know. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. I'm like, no, last time you said the same shit, 110% you'll be there, nothing's going to come up, no emergencies, you're going to be there. He hasn't answered yet, so, look, I beat the shit out of him already. I mean, I hit him 3 times and he quit. Look, either way, he shows up or not, I'm going to win that day, I mean, or the next day, or whatever, the next, you know what I'm saying, it's like last time, he didn't show up, and, hold on, my girl just hit me up, but, hold on. Yeah, man. 205-0. You delusional fucking haters, man. You retards, man. Fucking clowns. You're going to be exposed when I beat the fuck out of Rudy Gonzalez or whoever the fuck shows up that day, whoever turns up. Whoever fights me is going to get their ass kicked. It doesn't matter if it's Rudy Gonzalez or Deontay Wilder or Mike Tyson or fucking the U.S. Marine. Or it doesn't matter who it is. You bitches already know the drill. I say it in my training videos that my publicist puts on YouTube. It doesn't matter who fights me, because every time they fight me, they get their ass kicked, and you fucking sorry, salty motherfuckers, you always come up with these excuses like, oh, he wasn't ready, he didn't know that he was in for a full-on boxing match. Motherfucker, I told him, he's putting gloves on. What? You clowns always have an excuse. Do you understand? You people are sick. And when I beat the shit out of Mayweather Sr., the fucking retards interviewing him, all those clowns talk shit. They're focusing on the sucker punch. Like, oh, why'd you sucker punch? But what about before that, when I completely dominated Mayweather Sr., dropped him, he got up, I outboxed him, literally. Like, you know how the Mayweather's, you know, I really want to knock out Mayweather Jr. I mean, but he doesn't want to fight. So, I mean, he's a clown. I would kill him. He's too small. So, Mayweather Sr., I drop him. That was the best part of the fight. That was just amazing. It's like these Mayweather's are talking shit, laughing. And who got the last laugh when Mayweather Sr. was on the canvas? You know what I'm saying? It's like they literally talk about the ending more than they talk about the knockdown. If Mayweather Sr. knocked me down, oh, they would be ballistic about it. They would just go, but see, these people are sick, you know? I'm telling you, man, there's video of my fans. The college football player said, you knocked that N-word out. Deontay Wilder, you knocked them. I mean, come on, you heard it. You heard it's on He said I knocked him out. So many motherfuckers, the security at the Grove, Charlie Z, the champ, undefeated, motherfuckers putting my name on cups, me signing autographs on video. My fans are normal people. They don't go in the comment section, man. They got real lives. When they get a chance, when they see me, they defend me. But they're not going to go and keyboard battle you haters, man, because they're real people. Now you clowns are mentally ill people. You need a fucking lobotomy. You people are sick. This Troll TV retard, all he does, makes fucking videos, Jim Assault, Jim Assault, Jim Assault. Dude, you need help. If I had 205 assaults, I wouldn't be on the air right now. I'd be in jail, you know what I'm saying? Cops monitor all my fights. I went to the DA's office, district attorney, and he told me that they monitor everything I do, and they know where I live. I'm a celebrity. I'm a superstar boxer. They know who I am. I was locked up. I did time in 2012. If I did something illegal, believe me, they would be at my door. You people are mentally ill. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm putting on gloves, and I'm beating the shit out of people in underground boxing matches. I've been doing it for years. I'm successful in doing it. I always win, and that's why you faggots are salty, and you're talking shit, and you're pissed off, and you're trying to sabotage flagging the channel, but you can't flag it because now I have a publicist. I'm signed. I make money now. Everything, literally, I did a complete 360 on you retards, on all you fucking clowns, all you internet warriors that hate on me, all you mainstream media, Naveen Rayo, the guy that made the article about me, you retard. You said I beat up amateurs. I beat up pros, too. The amateurs nowadays are better than the so-called pros. Talked all this shit about Dejan. Dejan Daniels is a joke. I beat his ass. That's why he did the sneak choke. No normal human being would fucking choke out their opponent from behind if they thought they won the fight. They wouldn't disqualify themselves of a fight they thought they won. It just doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're winning a fight, you're going to kick your opponent? No, it's like out of frustration he did that. But let him. That's why I challenged him numerous times. I said, let's fight, let's fight, let's box. I got this ring, I got this gym, that ring. Dude didn't want to fight. He even tried to call a truce with me. He's like, let's call it a truce. He's like, we both landed on each other, and it's over. It was a long time ago. And that's it. If I see Dejan, I don't care what. That's the only, yeah, then I'll knock him out. And if BJ Forrest, let me tell you what happened with him. Hold on, my chick just hit me up. Yeah, that guy's, like I said, paid professional actors. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend said I snapped Deontay Wilder's jaw. I sent her the footage yesterday. Yeah, she's seen it. She said, yeah, you hit him in the jaw. And then it's like, okay, yeah, you're going to see my girlfriend. Obviously, she's on my side. Everybody, people that I don't know, everybody who I show that fight to, say that I won. Like I said on Twitter, I can beat that retard again if he, I mean, I can go to Alabama, but if he's not going to pick up his phone, then, I mean, I know where his gym's at, but then again, I can bring, I'm not going to go alone, obviously. I'm not going to go with like one or two people. I'm going to go with like 7, 8, 9, 10 people. But I don't know. Then it could just end up, it's again, it's his turf. Cops will come. I'm going to smash Wilder. Most likely bare knuckle. Because if you look at the interview, he said, he started involving my people. Motherfucker, we had a one-on-one match. That right there shows weakness. That shows right there that he's afraid of me. Because why are you involving people? I literally came with one person and smashed you with one hook. And you're talking about, my people say they're going to get it. My people say it's not going to look good for them. My people. What the fuck do your people have to do with me and you fighting one-on-one? It's a one-on-one fight. One-on-one grudge match. What does my people have to do with me whooping your ass for a third time. Second fight, okay. Well, we were both hitting each other. He lands a knockdown. First fight, I knocked him the fuck out. You want to talk about that? All you faggots are doing. You're all you retards. That's like all you sick motherfuckers. I'm telling you, you need a lobotomy. You know, like brain surgery? Yeah, because you people are mentally ill. I got hundreds of videos of me smashing motherfuckers, and you're calling them assaults. When I repeatedly said that the cops are monitoring all my fights. When I was on probation, one of the parole officers, the POs, one of the probation officers, he literally said, Charlie, you're an outstanding boxer. He said the word outstanding. He said, you're an outstanding boxer. Just keep it at the gym or in the ring. Doesn't have to be in the ring. Just make sure no street fights, none of that. That's what he said. Outstanding. The authorities said I'm an outstanding boxer, and you sick pussies want to say that I'm a gym assaulter? I swear to God, man. Man, I want to say a sentence right now, but like I said, they monitor everything I do. I'd rather not say that sentence. Fucking bitch-ass clowns. No, they monitor my fights. I don't know if they monitor the radios or I don't even do them anymore, but I don't know if they monitor when I get interviewed. Yeah, it's like, and these people are so retarded, I don't read DMs anymore, but when I used to, they would DM me and shit like, hey, man, like, are you good talking about you getting paid? When are you going to start getting paid? I've been getting paid, you morons. Don't you see the ads? Don't you see you can see it, right? And again, it's I never did it for the pay. It's like on the side shit, you know. Like I said, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Fuck, man. If Rudy Gonzalez shows up, he's gonna get knocked the fuck out. I don't think he's gonna show, honestly. I mean, I don't even know why I negotiated a rematch with him, because he backed out big time last time. And I ended up beating the shit out of a special ops soldier from Peru. Remember that? Yeah, that was a great win. Fast. The guy even said, he's like, he's so fast. He's like, I hit him in the temple 3 times. But I'm saying, like, no, the reason, I'll tell you why I hit him up. Because I waited 7 hours to beat that black belt, the one that I one-shotted my last fight. I waited 7 hours. I went to three different gyms. It took me 7 hours. To one-shot a guy. I don't want to wait that long. Rudy Gonzalez, if he shows up, it's just going to be instant, like, you know, boom. Wake up in the morning, go get some food, and then boom, go to the gym, smash him. I don't have to look for anybody. It's just more convenient, but at the same time, it may not be more convenient because he may not even show up, and then I'm going to have to find an opponent anyway. But I'll tell you this, regardless, shows up, doesn't show up, I'm going to win. 206 that day. No shit, I'm gonna win. I'm on my way to 300 now, man. I'm quietly already. Like, fuck. It's like everybody was like, oh, 200. Hey, I'm at 205 already. I fight once a month, twice a month now because I've reached the 200 win mark, and I'm the greatest. I don't have to fight as often, and I still managed to win 3 fights in a day this year. Still did it. I don't have to fight as often. I got nothing to prove, but I still fight every month. I still fight often as fuck, way more often than any fucking HBO actor. And if BJ Forrest, yeah, speaking of that punk, if that pussy dared to show up, I literally, for hours on the phone with this clown, like on WhatsApp, I showed the conversation. I said, motherfucker, let's do this in a ring, whatever, bare knuckle. It doesn't matter. Fuck, I don't even care if my publicist won't post it because I really want to smash this guy. Then I'll put it on Vimeo. I'm a fucking premium member. I'll put a bare knuckle fight there. It's not. Come on, man. It's not going to get flagged. You know, this guy's terrified of me. Doesn't want to fight. He knows that I would beat the shit out of him. But, you know, like Arizona, like I said, they have more crime in L.A. than Arizona. But see, who knows what this motherfucker has planned. He most likely has a gun on him. And I don't know. It's just bad luck. He issued the challenge. I'm the champ. He's a fucking joke. He's a horrible fighter. I've seen some of his clips, and I'm thinking, like, dude, this guy's terrible. I mean, Wilder's not all that good, but Wilder's a lot better than fucking BJ Forrest. BJ Forrest is horrible. So, let's see here. Yeah, my win versus the Killer Soldier. That's, like, arguably my greatest win. My best win is the knockout versus the Kung Fu Champion. But I'd say the second best is the bare knuckle win in Ukraine versus that soldier, okay? Now, to all you delusional haters that I ignore, meaning when I say ignore your comments, I don't read or reply to your comments. You people are mentally ill. You're sick. But when I used to read them, I read what you said underneath all my great wins, Derek the Giant, Mario Pasta. It's just like it's insane how you can be so in denial. I've never seen that people can be that delusional for that long. Just eventually, I thought they would just give up and say, all right, you're the best. It's like, enough. Or you don't have to say I'm the best. Like, I know I'm the best. They just stop. But again, these are trolls. These trolls, like, I'm more concerned about the mainstream media. These clowns that make articles, like Naveen Rao, that's the journalist's name. This retard made an article about me. This fucking moron purposely said Charlie Zelenoff's wife, ex. He purposely did that to scare away other girls. I'm not married anymore, you idiot. Ex-wife, we divorced this year. Exactly. So, but see, he purposely put wife, not ex-wife. He even said her name is Daria, Charlie Zelenoff's wife. Why do you think he did that? So to scare away other girls. Eh, I have a girlfriend. She knows that I'm divorced, and she doesn't care. Nobody cares about Daria. It's forgotten. Been there, done that. Literally been inside there and done that and got out of there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm best. I'm going to win until 6th of November. And Bermain Stiverne is a joke too, man. I called him up and I wanted to knock him out, and he just said, don't call me anymore. And Wilder, like, that's so lame, dude. I mean, like, the first fight, you're fighting another bum, the same bum that you supposedly beat. Yeah, he's just, like, fighting all these bums to avoid a fight with the man, the only man, that beat him. And again, I want to talk about the win versus the soldier. Okay. You can't deny a boxer, a fighter, that beats a soldier, any kind of soldier, but that soldier in Ukraine, I beat a lot of fucking Marines. That guy would smash a lot of, come on, he would smash any Marine. That guy killed two people. Obviously, the U.S. Military is better than the Ukrainian, but this is individual. This is different. This guy killed two people, not with a gun, with the same army technique that he used against me. Same army techniques. Yeah, he was trying to break my finger. But I don't know. He choked someone out or something, or you know, he knows the weak points. You know where to. He killed two people at a war, during war, and he literally lost to me on video. Jill Zavala, professional MMA fighter, professional Muay Thai fighter, 4-0 Muay Thai, 8-2 MMA, 0-1 in boxing. Combined, he has a pretty good record. 12-3. Again, his third loss, I retired him. I retired Jules Wall. When I say he signed with the UFC, he was about to debut for the UFC, and he did not because I beat his ass at an LA Fitness. Therefore, that my victory versus Wall, there's so many, you know, great wins that it's hard to out of 205, it's hard to just say, okay, yeah, if I had to pick one, just literally one, then my best, I'd say, was the knockout that I scored this year on February 8th. Against the Kung Fu Champ. But you got to have at least top 30 performances if you have 205 wins. So I'm saying a motherfucker that beat the shit out of a motherfucker that killed two people, and it's not the only. Okay, I beat a murderer. I beat a soldier with two kills. But that's on video. And it's like, and when I used to read the comments, I saw, oh, those are weak punches. I see these people are sick. They will, like, okay, real people, real fans are always going to give me credit. These sick bots and trolls, these mainstream faggots, they're never going to give me credit. But guess what? When I said on Twitter that I'm single-handedly going to take out the mainstream media, what I meant by that was that I already won so many goddamn fights. I did 205-0, but what I meant by that is that I'm going to win even more fights, 300-0, 400-0, 5, 6, 7, 800, until, listen, I'm going to win so many damn fights, the entire YouTube, it already is filled with Charlie Zonov victories, Vimeo, the entire internet, Instagram, Twitter, everything. There's going to be so much goddamn footage of me breaking so many faces. I mean, out of 205 fights, do you know how many punches I landed total? 205 wins, 0 losses in the underground. Do you know how many punches I landed total in all 205 fights? Fucking thousands, if not millions. All right, thousands. Thousands and thousands. And you key strokers, man. Keyboard warrior stroker. Keyboard fucking whatever the fuck you demented fucks are. Talking all that shit, man. Blah, 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 blah. That's all you do is blah, blah, blah. Every time I see these clowns at the fucking gym, I swear, there's a video of me telling a hater, or like some suspicious dude that I thought was a hater. Yeah, I'm sure he was. I'm like 100% sure he talked shit about me in the comment section. Until he seen me, and I told him if you were a hater, I'd be 205-0 right now. I'd knock your ass out right now. I told him right in his face. This guy didn't do a goddamn thing. He was just smiling, and he was saying, yeah, man, he's like, those are trolls. He's like, saying he's neutral. Yeah, and then he starts saying how I annihilate everybody. It's like these people are so fake. It's just like in their safe space, they can talk all the shit they want. But then when they – that's the thing. Don't you people ever wonder what if you do see the real Charlie Zelenoff in real life and you get knocked out, you get hurt, you get hospitalized? Do you ever think about the consequences of talking shit to me? You can talk shit to athletes that are non-fighting athletes, like basketball players. You know, football players, I mean, yeah, a football player could fuck you up too, but not nearly as much as a boxer. If you talk shit to the not just the boxer, but the best boxer, do you understand? You're facing big consequences. Don't you? Yeah, if you talk shit to, like, a soccer player, basketball player, I mean, chances are they're not going to, they're not fighters, you know what I mean? If you see them, like, if you talk shit to, like, Kobe Bryant haters, right? If you see Kobe, he's probably just going to show you five fingers and be like, I got five rings. You know, that's not probably, that's what he's going to do. And he did that. But if you see Charlie Zonoff the GOAT, and you talk shit like you do online, you're going to, and you know, if you get in my face, talk shit, you're going to get knocked out. You don't want to talk shit to a boxer because you might see that boxer and that boxer is going to fuck your shit up. And believe me, a lot of the fighters that I beat up on video, a lot of them talk shit about me on the internet. Trust me, what you see right now and what you have been seeing for the past God knows how many years is justice. Not everybody's an enemy. Like Anthony Thompson is not an enemy. He didn't, come on, Anthony Thompson is a world-class fighter. He does not talk shit about me on the internet, but I'm saying, like, you know, Deontay Wilder is definitely a troll, talk shit on the internet, saying, no, a lot of these guys, like, a lot of dudes that I beat up on video, a lot of these dudes talk shit about me on the internet. It's super, super justice what I'm doing. Of course, it would feel great to brutally knock out DeJean and BJ Forrest, but if they don't want to fight because they know that I'm in my prime, I'm the best. DeJean told me he watches my fights, man. That fucking joker even tried to be cool with me. He tried to even, like, say that, yeah, man, you beat Gilles Vall, a good win. And I'm like, fuck this faggot. I don't care what he tells me. What he did when I beat his ass, when I outboxed him, I will knock this motherfucker out if I ever see him anywhere, and I might. I mean, he does live in California, so not a long shot. Might see, if I see him, I will have to risk my freedom and put this guy to sleep. And believe me, they're not going to put it on Reddit, man. I won both fights against him. I saw the punch staff. The first fight, it was 5-1. It was not even close. It's just whenever I never lost, but whenever I get I never get cheap shot anymore either. I'm saying, but in the past, when like 3-4 years ago when I did, that's the only thing they have against me. They don't have any losses they could put. So, no contest with Hartley. I knocked Hartley out. Okay. That was like fucking 11 years ago. Come on. No normal person is going to talk about that. All they got, all these sick fucks got is cheap shots, like when I got cheap shot. But all the people that cheap shot at me, they all lost to me. That's why they cheap shot me. Wilder got knocked the fuck out by me in the ring. That's why he came out of the ring 20 minutes later desperately. Literally started swinging at me when I did not even, like, I wasn't, like, I just beat him. You know what I mean? And then this guy comes out of the ring like, well, dude, if you think you won, of course he didn't. We both connected. Like, he didn't really connect shit. Okay, his punch felt more like a push. My punch was like, it was snap, bam, snapped his jaw. This motherfucker's head cocked back. Come on. Literally play that video a million times. I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to make sure that the ring footage gets a lot more views and recognition than the second fight, which I won by DQ. I'm going to make sure the TKO gets a lot more recognition. Because if you vice versa, Deontay Wilder hit me like that in the ring, and I flew like that, and then I came out of the ring, and we started punching each other, and I knocked him down, and I swung at him 2 times while he was on a knee, and I got DQ'd, would they be saying that I fucked up Deontay Wilder? Of course not. They would say he got you in the ring, and then you came out and cheap shot at him. That's what you could see. Vice versa everything. These mainstream clowns, it's common sense. They're backing their guy. Mayweather Sr. beat his ass. Oh, he beat up an old man with a lung disease. Go fuck yourself. That old man challenged me. I had no choice. He got in my face and got gloves and said, let's go. I'm going to put, you know what I mean? He said, let's go. And we went and you saw what happened. And Floyd Mayweather Jr., I would do the same to him. No, I would do worse. Look, man, Floyd Mayweather Sr. is lucky I was fatigued that day. No, because I had no idea I was fighting him. It was the Cassius Green, this fucking idiot that I fired from the UBF. He took me to Johnny Taco's gym. That's how the fight happened. But before he took me, before Cassius took me to Johnny Taco's gym where I beat up Mayweather Sr., I trained at the Zab Judah gym for 2 hours. Yeah, I'd knock out Zab Judah and his brother fucking 2-on-1. But anyways, I was hitting the bag for 2 hours. You understand? Mayweather Sr., he may be old, but he was fresh. And he was 58 when I beat him. A lot of fighters, you know. And look, the guy's not that good. I'd say he's better than his son. He got in the ring with the GOAT. But, yeah, in his heyday, he'd definitely not come in with the junior. He'd probably even beat him now. I don't know. They both, the Mayweathers, they both fight the same. You saw what Mayweather Sr. did against me, that shoulder roll shit. Man, it didn't work. I still dropped him. Rudy Gonzalez is going to get knocked out if he shows up, man.